brass fireplace guard that was maybe 6 or 8 inches high and has a little clothy that the kids kick around.
Wait, Ben, how old is your house?
The house was built right after Second World War, and it's about 25 years old.
Mm-hmm. In your fireplace, what do you lay the wood across you?
Andirons.
Andirons. Do you? Is your fireplace wood burning?
No, I've got gas logs.
Above your fireplace, what do you have that you might put an ornament on?
Mount.
You have things on your mount?
Mm-hmm.
What are they?
Well, there's a large picture over the mantel and some candlesticks on the fireplace there.
Mm-hmm.
Reproduction colonial style candlesticks.
Could you describe
candle holders?
Them?
They're four candles. Well, there are two candles on each candle or candelabra. And each one is on an arm, and it's detachable. And the idea was that back in colonial days, they would, when they were getting ready to go to bed, they'd take candle holder off the mantle and go to the various bedrooms.
Walk through the dark.
Mm-hmm.
If you did have a wood-burning fireplace, what would you put into it to burn?
Wood?
Mm-hmm.
Logs?
Logs. If you had large ones that went in the back, what would you call them?
Backlog.
What would you call what you would light this with?
Tender.
Mm-hmm. And would you spell that?
T-E-N-D-E-R.
Mm-hmm. When the fire is out, all burned out, what do you have left?
Ashes.
And if something's dirty on the chimney, what do you have? What am I sitting in?
Chair.
And you're sitting on a...
short couch.
Do you have other names for it? Just
no. I don't know.
What would you call something longer that maybe 3 or 4 people could sit on?
I'd probably still call it a couch.
Do you ever use the term divan?
Yeah. Yeah. A divan to me is always been sort of a less formal piece of furniture than a couch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, it's always struck me that way.
What piece of furniture would you put in a less formal room in your house? Like a piece of furniture that could seat 2 or 3 people?
A sofa or a couch.
What would you call that room?
A living room.
What do you call the room for in which your bed is, where you sleep?
Bedroom.
Mm-hmm. And all of the tables and chairs together, what do you call that?
Furniture.
What kinds of window coverings do you have in your house?
Has some shades and drapes and some wooden shutters, interior shutters.